We are mourning the loss of a member of our Vermont Public Radio family. Southern Vermont correspondent Susan Keyes passed away on Saturday following a brief illness. She was 67. As a producer, Susan helped get Vermont Edition off the ground, but most listeners know her from the many stories she reported. VPR's Steve Zind has this remembrance.
Susan's life in Newfane revolved around her family. Her husband, Bud Piatek, her two children, Christopher and Annie, and her three grandchildren. But Susan's stories said something about her, too. She dedicated herself to bringing us the voices of those whose lives were changed by the events and issues she covered. When Tropical Storm Irene hit, Susan lost power and internet service, but she didn't miss a beat, filing a steady stream of stories about the other people affected.
Brett Morrison pulls up a couple of plastic chairs on the deck that used to be behind his house. Now the deck sits at the edge of a steep cliff.
So this was bizarre to come in and see this cheap plastic furniture right where we'd left it, but it took my whole house.
Susan was happiest reporting from the field. She carried a sleeping bag in her car in case she ever got stranded covering a story. Before she came to work for VPR in 2002, Susan was a print journalist. She loved to write and rewrite, often past deadline. No one worked harder to get it right, to do justice to an issue when nuance was important, and show sensitivity to an individual whose story she was telling. And she loved using sound to transport us.
In a country town like Wardsboro, people learn to make the best of whatever they've got. Which might explain the local enthusiasm for the Gilfeather Turnip Festival.
Well, back in 1800, whatever, a man came to the town by the name of Gilfeather. He brought along...
Susan's personality and her warmth were on display in her coverage of the arts. There was a piece about a puppet show featuring a puppet couple, who Susan told us lived in a place that looked a lot like Vermont.
There's a mud season scene and a love scene that features a bit of puppet nudity and an undergarment dangling from an apple tree. The show is listed as suitable for adults and children over 10. After all, who could object to a couple of puppets falling in love? For VPR News, I'm Susan Keyes.
Susan was a great fan of her co-workers, always generous with praise and congratulations. We'll miss her enthusiasm and her smile.
That was VPR's Steve Zind. There will be a memorial service for Susan Keyes Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Williamsville Grange in Newfane.